I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hate doing cardio?
Try brushing and flossing your teeth.
I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
So you think you're close to a deal? What will Russia have to give up? Because Ukraine, there's been discussions they will have to give up some of the land.
Russia will have to give up all of Ukraine because that's what they want.
All of Ukraine, meaning they wouldn't keep any of the land that they've claimed?
Russia would have to give up all of Ukraine because what Russia wants is all of Ukraine. And if I didn't get involved, they would be fighting right now for all of Ukraine. Russia doesn't want the strip that they have now. Russia wants all of Ukraine. And if it weren't me, they would keep going. You know that the European Union leaders have asked me to call Putin so many times because he doesn't return their phone call.
President Trump speaking on this Meet the Press exclusive interview about what the actual goal here for Putin and for the Russians is regarding their pursuit of taking that country. And the question is, are we going to be able to get a deal where this war ends? We talked to somebody who certainly is at the epicenter of trying to make peace happen. And that's our friend, Lieutenant General Keith Kellogg, the assistant to the president and special presidential envoy for Ukraine. General, welcome back to the show. It's great to have you here.
Hey, Annie, thanks for having me. Always good to be with you. What's up?
So talk to me about what the president said last night. He's saying that he's pushing Russia back against taking the entire country of Ukraine. Is Russia working with the United States to get a deal done, a peace deal done with Ukraine at all? Or is there any cooperation?
Well, it's limited. By the way, before I go, the president's absolutely right. This war wasn't started on his watch. He's trying to finish this thing up. We've got the Ukrainians working with the European Union and working with what we call the E3, which the Brits, the French, and the Germans, in a pretty good position. And we know where they want to go, what we call a term sheet. Not so much with the Russians. The real impediment to progress are the Russians right now and getting to a peace effort. You know, the war's at a stalemate, Annie. You know, and what I mean by a stalemate is, you know, when Putin keeps saying he's winning. No, he's not. If he was winning, he'd be in Kyiv. He'd be on the western part of the Dnieper River, which is a major obstacle. He'd be in Odessa. And the advances the Russian troops are making are measured in meters, not in miles. Mm. And the Ukrainians have got themselves in a pretty good set defensive position right now. So it's time for them to come to the table and say, this is as far as it goes. This is what we need to have peace. The president's absolutely right. He talks about stop the killing. What we want today, and the Ukrainians are willing to do that today, is a comprehensive defined as air, sea, land, and infrastructure, a comprehensive ceasefire for a minimum period of 30 days, which can be extended. Ukrainians are willing to do that today. The Russians, not so much. We need to get to the Russians in that position where they're willing to go to a ceasefire, not a three-day ceasefire, but a 30-day ceasefire. And then you can start talking about the other issues that need to be brought up. But that's where the president comes from in stopping the killings. He's absolutely right. You know, and the factionless goals that Putin has, he's not going to achieve them. He can talk about it all he wants. It's not going to happen.
Hmm. We're speaking with General Keith Kellogg here, the assistant to the president and special presidential envoy for Ukraine. You know, we've got the president President Trump, who's trying to work with a relationship with Vladimir Putin. We also have seen some highs and some lows between President Trump and Vladimir Zelensky. The blow up in the Oval Office, and then we saw that iconic photo that took place in the Vatican, and then we have a minerals deal that has been signed. Mm-hmm. Talk to us about the relationship between these two countries, these two men, and where we are right now in the strength of that relationship.
Well, I think it's a good relationship, Annie. I think that not only the iconic picture that we talked about, him being in the Vatican in Rome just recently, but the fact that they got together one-on-one and were able to talk it without a crowd being around him. And he recovered from the issue we had in the Oval Office. And signing the minerals deal is a security deal unto itself as well. And I think what you see right now is this relationship starting to develop. You know, Ukrainians, people forget how big Ukraine is. You know, Ukraine's the third largest, geographically, the third largest country in the European environment today. And they've lost about 20% of their land. But they're willing to fight for their land. In the first UN General Assembly meeting that the president spoke at in his first term, he talked about if countries fight for their sovereignty, we'll be with them. And that's what Ukraine's doing right now. So I think the relationship has developed. It's a good relationship in that regard. And I think what the president is trying to do, I believe, is get the Russians kind of brought back into this large family of nations, which is smart. And he's the only one, as he said last night, he's the only one who can really do it, because Putin won't talk to anybody else. He won't talk to Macron of France. He won't talk to Starmer of Britain. He won't talk to Merz, the new chancellor of Germany. The one guy he talks to is President Trump. And so that's the reason President Trump is so key to this. And I think this will end rapidly once Putin realizes this is as much as he's going to get with a term sheet of what it looks like, and go to the ceasefire, which I think will get extended, and then we can kind of iron out all the other details. Mm-hmm. But it's going to be up to Putin to do it. But I think the right person to be able to do that is, in fact, President Trump.
We're speaking with General Keith Kellogg right now about the conflict and the war in Ukraine. I hear President Trump, he uses a phrase. He calls Ukraine the apple of his eye, of Vladimir Putin's eye. Can you explain to a lot of the people who have been watching this now for years manifest in this very, very bloody, awful war in Ukraine, why is Vladimir Putin so willing to sacrifice so much of Russian blood over Ukraine? Why is it the apple of his eye?
Well, I think when you look at Ukraine, he always considers it to be part of Russia, and he thinks this goes back to what happened on the rollback of the Soviet Union and the Warsaw Pact, which he believes is the greatest disaster that ever happened to the Soviet Union, was the dissolution of the Soviet Union. And Ukraine's a big part of that because Ukraine is so valuable. I mean, it's got Black Sea access. It has incredible minerals. The fact is, it's always been a good country. It's more of a warlike country with the Cossack tradition. And I think Putin just wants to have that as a buffer against the other states, be it Germany or be it Poland. And this is a way to create that buffer with Belarus to the north and Ukraine to the south. So this is what he really wants. But honestly, Annie, he's not going to get it. The Ukrainians, he's created an animus with the Ukrainians that will never be changed for generations. So he's never going to be able to acquire all of Ukraine. First of all, he doesn't have the ability to do it. What I mean by that, with the term we use, he doesn't have legs or logistics to get to the western part of Ukraine. And he can talk about all he wants. It just won't happen. And I mean, it would have happened 2.5 years ago. It didn't happen at all. And now he's stuck in a stalemate. We're into our fourth year of war. So I think, you know, Putin sees that as a rollback against the West. It gives him a buffer against the West. It's a pretty prosperous country. It's like a lot of people forget how important it is for economics of Russia. It's like our Midwest. It's the grain belt of for that part of Europe. It's a grain exporter. And the people are pretty talented group of people as well. Mm.
General Kellogg speaking with us right now, the assistant president and special presidential envoy for Ukraine. I'd like to touch a little bit on that minerals deal. It happened. It's a big story, and so many other things are going on. I'd like to talk a little bit more in detail about it. From Fox News, it says the agreement will establish the United States-Ukraine Reconstruction Investment Fund to help accelerate Ukraine's economic recovery. That's according to Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent. In this minerals deal between Ukraine and the United States, What is
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
The United States get out of the deal, and what does Ukraine get out of the deal?
Yeah, well, first of all, it gives us some economic leverage. It gives us what we call precious metals. You know, I'll give you just one example. For example, we import titanium. They export titanium, which is used in a lot of our microelectronics, and it's a valuable asset to have. So when you look at it, that's the one good part. We get precious metals. The second thing out of it is now we start getting to what we would term a return on investment. Instead of, you know, passing money from the American taxpayer, this is a chance for us to recoup some of that money through this precious minerals deal. And I think that's important. The third piece of it is, in fact, it's part of a security deal. I mean, when you've got American investment in the country, then it becomes part of our, you know, part of the United States economic reasons for being wherever we're going to be at. And you want that to be part of your security. So I think there's some good advantages that we have. Now, I will tell you what needs to be done first is we need to get our U.S. Geological Service out there to survey it, because the last survey was done by the Soviet Union. So we really don't know what's there full term. But we know there's a lot of precious metals there of all types. And that's one of the reasons we went there. And by the way, the Ukrainians offered that up. This wasn't something we just came up with. It was actually done in partnership with the Ukrainians. They said, hey, look, let's work together on this. It helps you. It helps us as well. And is there some economic advantage, not only for both sides, but also fiscal advantage as well?
General Kellogg, before we let you go, on a broader sense, watching Russia be a bit obstinate in wanting to work on peace, it seems as though peace is not in their mind at all. It doesn't seem like that's what they want to see happen here. A lot of people in the United States of America, of course, are looking at this conflict and knowing of the capabilities of Russia. And I'm just curious if you see, in any sense of a timeline, this conflict getting larger, with conflicts taking place in the Middle East, China's special economic interests. Does this conflict bring in frenemies across the country or across the world to Russia to strengthen them, to embolden them to potentially expand this conflict?
Well, you know, and it's a great question, because this is unlike what we saw 4 years ago. What I mean by that is 4 years ago, all these countries were discrete. They were separate. North Korea, China, Iran, and Russia. Now they're all together. You know, the Russians have got security pacts with all three of them in some type of partnership relations. With the North Koreans, who are providing troops and ammunition as well. You know, that's the reason why you see up to, you know, 15 to 20,000 North Korean troops fighting inside Russia against Ukraine because of security pact. The danger of that, of course, is reverse it. What happens if the North Koreans attack into South Korea? Well, the Russians are obligated to support them with troop levels. The same we go with the Chinese economically, and same with the Iranians as well. So the risk you run into is a wider conflict. I don't think we're going to get there, though. I think what's going to happen, this thing's going to end sooner than you may think it is, which is going to be good. And then we can start for lack of a better term, picking apart these countries. It's sort of like a game of whack-a-mole, where, you know, in the first administration, if the, you know, the arcade game, if a mole raised its head, you'd knock it down with a hammer. Now all the moles are up at the same time. We need to peel them apart through economics or through some type of structure that we're going to develop with the North Koreans, as well as the Iranians in the Middle East and the Chinese as well. And it brings, you know, I always like to say this, it brings the Russians back into the friendly League of Nations. That's what you want to do. And you want to lower the temperature. So is the risk there? Absolutely. And that's one of the things we want to avoid if we all can. And I think that can be done. You know, we're in the fourth year of war, but he's tired of this war. Let's bring it to a close. Stop the killing and, you know, bring some security to that part of the world. Then we can focus on other issues as well.
It's a pleasure to speak with you, as always. General Keith Kellogg with us here. Thank you for your time today, and continue doing what you're doing. And, you know, we've got a lot of hope and trust in what's going on right now with this administration. And we're grateful for the inside look.
Thanks, Annie. Thanks for having me. Always great to be with you.
You as well. Bye-bye. Lieutenant General Keith Kellogg, the Assistant to the President and Special Presidential Envoy for Ukraine, on X, at General Kellogg. Two L's, two G's in Kellogg. Great, great conversation there. I don't think I really understood completely the thing that he said there that really pinged my, oh, really, sense was that the Ukraine minerals deal was Ukraine's idea.
No, I don't know that I realized that either.
Which seems like a big deal.
It does, especially since they've had such a hard time hammering it out. You're like, well, then what's been the problem? Because we came to the table pretty quickly on that.
Well, and I've heard people in the progressive left be like, oh, so we're going to go pillage Ukraine for all take. And like, that isn't it at all.
The last question you asked, I thought was really interesting because
that was my nice way of saying, are we going to have World War III?
Okay.
Just so.
But the way he answered it was that. It was in the past, it had been like playing whack-a-mole. A problem arises in the world, you knock it down, they just kind of pop up. And now they're all up. And the problem is that they've all kind of joined together in a way. We saw the reports about North Korea joining with Russia.
They certainly haven't spoken out against one another.
BRICS and all the economic stuff. So it's almost like the first thing he has to do, Trump, is to have a conscious decoupling of all of these nations and their treaties and whatever they have going on together, and then deal with them one at a time.
And you don't even really. This might be the smartest or dumbest thing I've ever said. I don't really know. You don't really need to have good positive relationships with all of them. You have to have them with the right ones, so that the ones who you can have a good relationship with won't partner with the other one, because the other one won't cross the United States.
Which is what's so genius about the way he's doing these tariffs. He's focusing on the nations that will isolate the biggest enemy first. And we don't have those deals yet, but that's who they're talking to right now. India, Japan, South Korea, they're all on the table.
Yeah, you don't need to be BFFs with all of these countries. You just need to know that they know that they can't cross you. So you position yourself so you have the relationships that say, well, you know, if enemy A wants to partner with my neutral to positive side of neutral relationship with country B, country B won't do them any favors because they won't cross the United States. So it doesn't matter if enemy A,
right,
isn't going to cross the United States, because they won't have anybody to help them.
You want to be on good terms with us.
And scary. You want to be scary.
You want to be we want to be respected. That's all.
Walk softly.
Carry a big stick.
Yes. Let's take a quick break. Wiggins America, when we come back, the Monday Roundup. The stories you might have missed, you won't want to miss what we have coming for you next. And the YouTube live chat poll, did you vote for this? Yes, you voted for this. No, you didn't vote for Trump. Or no, you voted for Trump, but you don't like anything that's happening. Or no, you didn't vote for Trump, but this actually isn't that bad. Annie Fry YouTube channel, you can go leave your vote right there. And then, of course, leave us a comment. Tell us why you voted the way you did. Doug commented and said, I voted for more than this. I didn't have that as an option, so hopefully that's a yes. And Vicky said, yes, I voted for this. How about you? Wiggins America next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.